God's going to let us run. He'll put you in neutral and first gear for years and years and years, and then he shifts the gear. And that first year that he shifts the gear, you'll do more in that year than you did your whole life. And every year after that will be accumulated. Amen? I wouldn't say love, dunamis, revelation, the word. Love, dunamis. Glory to God forever. I want to get into dunamis tonight a little bit. This third measure. We've been talking about the three measures, and the Lord's made us very rich here in mysteries, very rich in revelation. And now we're becoming very rich in the love of the Father. Amen? But it's not order, too. Too many people try to move out of God's order. You don't love God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. You're going to have a hard time with his abundance because you'll end up serving it instead of him. Amen. This will be a generation that will fully overcome. Glory to God. You know, David, he overcame in adversity. He overcame in affliction. He overcame and overcame. He turned all that over to Solomon. And Solomon, I mean, he did well for a while. Then he fell under the weight of it because it was too easy for him. And turned his heart. Amen. Matthew 13:33. This is a powerful verse. I'm all over this verse. Your faith needs to get all over this verse. This verse goes to heaven. These verses go to the earth. Amen. For every measure God gives, there's a call to heaven. There's a call to the earth. For every promise God gives you to go to the world, go into all the world, whatever calling, promise, destiny, office that he's given you, that he has another word for you that calls you to himself. He'll call you to himself. Amen. For every word that he tells you to go love one another as I've loved you, he's going to call you to be loved. There's a call to heaven. There's a call to earth. Amen. We're going to focus our faith into dunamis right now. That's where I'm shifting into right now. Those of you who are having difficulty entering in and getting to the high places of God, you don't have to do all this on your own. God has some help. That's one of the reasons why you go to the throne, Spirit of the Lord, he'll call you up. Amen. Now listen to this. He says, Matthew 13:33, he says, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, say leaven, which a woman took. That's the proverbial woman of wisdom. Solomon understood the woman of wisdom. She took and hid in. She's baking a cake. Amen. She's baking kingdom bread. When you manifest the kingdom, there's certain ingredients to make the fullness of the kingdom of God. This whole chapter was talking about the sower, the parable of the sower sowing the word. And he culminates this with this particular parable. He speaks another parable. And there's certain ingredients to make the kingdom work. Amen. What I want to talk to you about tonight is the invisible being made visible. For everything God does, he's going to start with it, the invisible. Amen. First thing he's going to do is get you, your spirit, in touch with the invisible realm. Amen. He's going to get you in touch with his word. Every one of you that carrying a promise right now, can you see that promise? You can see it within. It's invisible to anybody else, but you can see it because it's brought light. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. Amen. When he bringeth light, it comes invisible first. But whatever you're carrying that's invisible is going to be made visible if you keep it. Amen. If you mix the faith with it. Amen. If you cooperate with it. Glory to God. So the woman hid in the three measures, and we know these measures now to be the word. We know which is represented by the Lord Jesus Christ, the great, 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 love of the Father, represented Father is love. Jesus is the word. And then that final measure is dunamis. Say dunamis. Dunamis, creative power. Oh, how we need dunamis. Listen, what people don't understand about the kingdom of God is the kingdom will just sit on your life. It'll sit over your life for 40 years until you activate. Faith is the leavenator. Amen. It's the leaven that activates. Faith will cause you to enter We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Faith will cause you to receive, and faith will cause you to move mountains. You're going to have all three. A lot of people are trying to employ their faith to move mountains, but they haven't utilized their faith to enter, to access, and to receive. If you haven't learned to receive, it's going to have a hard time moving mountains. We need to use our faith the way God designed it to be used. Amen? Now go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance, say substance, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith has a substance, faith has an evidence, and faith has a foundation. What do you think the foundation is? Faith worketh by what? Love. Faith has a substance. But tonight I'm going to talk about the substance, and faith has evidence. Amen? It has invisible, it comes invisible. But that invisible will be made visible. And I'm telling you, we are on the threshold of the invisible kingdom that we've been carrying, preaching, sowing into, receiving, integrating with. We're on the threshold of that kingdom manifesting in our midst. Where we are right now is in dunamis. Where we're in the Father's love. But you're always in the Father's love. But we're shifting now to dunamis. Look at the verse 3. Through faith we understand the worlds, the generations, the worlds, the beginning, and every generation thereafter were framed, set in order by the word of God. They were framed by the invisible word. It says, so the things that were made were not made of things that do appear. There's two times the word speaks of the worlds being created by invisible things. That word was invisible. God spoke it. And then that word became flesh. Amen. And it dwelt among men. God sowed the word of God into Mary. And then that word, she carried that word. And then that word became flesh. Nobody knew what she was carrying. Nobody knew who she was carrying. She carried invisible. She knew it was there. Amen. It's the same way, just like a mother will carry a child in the womb. You carry the invisible with you. Amen? And when you have the invisible, when it's dwelling in you, if you have nothing but blank, you better get full of something. Amen? Because if you're not full of God's word, if you're not full of God's presence, the enemy will surely fill you with his own system, and you'll bear the fruit of his system. Amen? And so notice that the things that are seen, the worlds were framed by the word of God. But not just the word. The worlds were framed by the word. Romans 1, I love this verse. I love it. I love it. I love it. You should live in it. You should love it. Amen. I'm reminding myself all day long. The word, love, dunamis. The word, love, and dunamis. Oh, the word love and dunamis, filling me with the three measures, filling me to overflowing. Say, fill me to overflowing. Fill me to overflowing. See, your faith needs to be active and integrated. I'm telling you what, you get these measures operating in you, they'll start doing things for you. Amen. Things will start happening for you because these are the very invisible things that God uses in creation. Amen. And your faith will work by love. I want to talk about the evidence of your faith is the word of God. It's the evidence. The word you carry inside is the evidence of the thing not yet seen. It is your evidence. And the substance of your faith is dunamis, creative power. What you carry inside is the substance of what's going to be created out here. Amen. Glory to God. God's not going to just drop the kingdom of God in this last generation. He's going to birth the kingdom of God. There's a difference between dropping it and birthing it. Amen. Everyone say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Romans 1:20. Say the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Everything that was created by the invisible things. We must be carriers of the invisible. It's only invisible to the world. those who carry the invisible, it's quite visible. It may not be visible to the world, but it's visible inside you. Can you see what you're called to be? Do you know it? You can walk around and people may not know it, but you know it. Because you have a word on the inside of you that's made the kingdom visible. It's visible inside, but it's going to become visible out here. Amen. The invisible things, he created the whole world by the invisible things. I want to be full of the invisible. Might be invisible to the world, but it's not invisible to me. I see the rivers. I see the olive trees. I see the lampstand. I see the final headstone being laid in. I see the crowning of the church of the Philadelphia. I see a great wealth transference. I see the sons of fresh oil coming upon the scene. I see the great river of Ezekiel breaking forth out of the right hand of God, flowing to the ankles, flowing to the knees, flowing to the waist, flowing to full baptism, waters to swim in, breaking half of them going to the great sea of commerce, half of them going to the Dead Sea. I see a generation of kings and priests ruling and reigning. I see God filling his church with an unlimited anointing in this last hour. There'll be a bridal company that will walk in a fullness without measure before the tribulation age. There's a bridal company that will be crowned. They will run. They will run. Say run. Whew. And they shall not be weary. I see the continuous oil that will release from the olive trees. The kingly oil, the priestly oil, the sons of fresh oil. I see the sons of fresh oil carrying a word without limits. Carrying a love without limitation. Carrying a glory and dunamis power without limitation. Continuous. I see the seven pillars of apostolic government flowing there. I see the apostolic office coming upon mine in its fullness. With the fullness of doctrine. With a corporate eyewitness being reestablished into the earth. With great dunamis power, he will give apostles witness of the resurrection in the right hand of God. I see his bridal company mounting the white horse. The glorious bride. I see the crowning of a church, a priesthood sitting on a king's throne, receiving the crown of the house of David. A house has not been done away, that was received by Christ himself, and he will crown that church. He that hath key the house of David, I will open, and no man will shut. I will open this house again. I will open his gates again to a church. I will place that church upon a king's throne. The kings and priests will reign in the earth. No other generation's ever seen anything like this one. I see these things. They may be invisible, but they're quite visible on the inside. They're written upon the pages of the constitutions. They're written upon the walls. You should go in the prayer room. They're all in there. Every one of those constitutions are embedded in there. I see a river that's going to flow to the Dead Sea of humanity, and everything that's dead will live again. I don't care what the enemy's done. I'm not focused on what he's done, what he's doing. I see the glory of God sit at the right hand of the Father. I see the Father's love. Glory be to God. I see his word without measure. I see the Capernaum inheritance being reestablished in this city, where every strata of society will be testified to, just like Capernaum was. The nobleman of Capernaum's son was healed. That he was the chief of the political arena, his son. Jairus, the chief synagogue, the chief ruler, the priest of Capernaum. He had the temple. His daughter was raised from the dead. Then the chief of police comes along. The centurion of Capernaum had 100 soldiers. His servant gets healed. Amen. The chief industry of Capernaum was the fishing industry. The first miracle Jesus did, launched them right out into the deep. Overloaded, filled their boats to fullness. Peter fell on the fish right in the middle of the high seas. Said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Jesus gives them 3.5 years up front. They get to the shoreline. He says, now follow me. That's 3.5 years for your family. You have no need. That's Capernaum. Jairus, tax collector, IRS, chief of IRS at Capernaum. He gets converted on the spot. That's Matthew, the tax collector. Capernaum's. And then the next one comes along. Listen to your master pay taxes. Jesus said, go fishing, Peter. And he testifies to the second IRS tax collector in Capernaum. The power of the Lord was present to heal in Capernaum. First thing he did when he moved out of Nazareth into Capernaum, we're about to shift out of Nazareth. We're going to shift out of familiarity. We're going to shift into the glory of God. I see the Capernaum inheritance. First thing he did, he had a revival. Fever was upon Peter's mother-in-law. He rebuked that fever. Then revival hit that house. He walked out and revival hit that whole place all night. In Capernaum, all the lame, all the maimed, all the blind came. Jesus got up before a great while before dawn. He went out to pray. A great while before dawn, 3 or 4 in the morning, he's out praying. They find him out praying by himself. He said, Master, all men seek you at 3 in the morning. God said, you have that kind of problem? I said, I don't want that kind of problem. That's what happens when the Capernaum inheritance comes online. That's where they tore the roof off of the house to lower the man in, because the power, the dunamis power of the Lord was present to heal. That Capernaum, all that happened in Capernaum. That's the inheritance of Capernaum. I see that inheritance in this city. I don't care what is being revealed in the natural. I don't care what I see in the natural. I don't care when I turn my TV on and see the state of the church. I don't care when I see the state of this church. I don't care. What I see is the invisible. What I see is what's in here. I see his word. I see his love, his great, great love of the Father. And I see dunamis, creative power, virtue flowing out again. Dunamis, creative power flowing out. We're all are healed. I see sons and daughters being raised out of this house. I see prophets and pastors and apostles and evangelists. I see the ministry of helps and governments and diversity of tongues. I see the government of God rising out of this house with oil without measure, carrying the depths of God's word, carrying the depths of God's mystery, carrying the glory of God. I see the manifested sons of God breaking out. I see the glory breaking out of this house. I see the Father coming to dwell here. I see the Lord dwelling here, making this his dwelling place. I see the mighty Holy Ghost administrating continuous dunamis power, kingly oil and priestly oil, kingly waters and priestly waters. The Capernaum inheritance, I see the Mount Hebron inheritance, where David was crowned, where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all their wives were buried in that mountain. 400 years later, Moses comes in and God said, go down to my mountain. Go gather the fruit from my mountain. The giants were occupying, and only 2 out of the 12 saw what God wanted them to see. The other one saw the giants. They went into the land of Hebron and they pulled the grapes and they pulled the plenty and they pulled the abundance and they saw the greatness of what God had told them. They believed the word of the Lord. Two of them and 10 of them poisoned the entire nation. And that whole generation was unfit to go into the promised land. But the two had to live out in the unbelief until God had another generation ready to go in. I see a house ready to go in. I see a people ready to go in. I see is ready to go in to get that mountain. Caleb, 45 years, he held the promise. The inheritance of this mountain, Caleb, for 45 years. This mountain only belongs to those of faith. It doesn't belong to the faint of heart. 85 years old, Caleb comes in. He says, listen, 45 years ago, I walked into that land and I brought out the grapes of that land. And I gave a testimony and I was made to walk with all these people for 40 years in the wilderness because they're unbelief. But listen, he goes, the strength that was in me 45 years ago is in me now at 85. I'm ready to go in and take this land. I'm ready to inherit my mountain, Mount Hebron. Give me this mountain! No other person asked for it! Caleb said, the giants are still there. Joshua said, the giants. He said, they are bread for me this day. I'll displace them. He moved them out. 85 years old, displaced giants. Those giants went to the land of Gath, where another giant, a descendant from them, rose up, Goliath. God said, all right, I have another man that's going to inherit my mountain. And he took down that giant just like Caleb took down his ancestors. And when he did, he qualified himself to be crowned with that mountain. And God crowned him after running on Saul for 30 years. God took him into Mount Hebron and crowned him in that mountain. And that crowning of that mountain, David, all he saw was war from the day God anointed him. But when he went in that mountain, God unleashed heaven. When he was crowned, God brought 348,000 men to him that would not break rank. All he had with 13 years were men that would break rank. 600 men, distressed and in debt, murmurers and complainers. God turned half of them to be his great army. But then God brought him, when he got crowned, when he received the crown, when he received the crown, God brought the men that would not break the rank. 348,000 that would not break rank. He brought it to him in 3 days. Say 3 days. That's the mountain the Lord inherited. I will bring a seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. I see that mountain. The crown of that mountain is still upon the head of the Lord Jesus now. He's going to take that crown. He's going to crown his church in the last days. The key to the house of David, which was rooted in Mount Hebron. That crown came out of Mount Hebron. For 7 years, he was in Mount Hebron. He's going to take that crown and crown his people again. I see him doing this and nothing will ever shake it. I care not how much this word must be tried. I care not how much further we have to carry it. I care not what I see on the right or to the left. I see a government coming out of heaven. I see a great river coming out of heaven, a torrential water full of the love of the Father, full of the Word, full of dunamis, full of creative power, full of blessing, full of increase, full of light, full of liberty. Father, I see it, and I will look at nothing else. I will keep my eyes fixed, for we have your word. If the enemy couldn't tear it out these last 28 years, he's not going to tear it out now. These words have brought us to your great love, Father. And these words will bring us to dunamis. And this word will become flesh. And a lampstand will be born. A final light to humanity, Father. A light like no other. A light. Arise, shine. Thy light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness, gross darkness will fill the earth. The Lord will be upon us. A light, a city on a hill. He'll set this lamp on the city. And it'll bring light to the world. And this light will not be quenched. The bridal company of kings and priests, the final church age, they'll carry that light and they'll pass that baton when they're called up to heaven. And the two witnesses, they'll come in and carry it. And when they're done, they'll pass that baton. And 144,000 witnesses will carry it into the greatest darkness the world has ever known. The Lord himself had to take the 140. People don't even understand Revelation 14. He's standing in Mount Zion with 144,000 Jews getting ready to ordain them personally. And an eyewitness and angels come up out of heaven. They start swirling around him. And they start swirling. One of them has the everlasting gospel to preach. People said, yes, the angels will preach the gospel. They will not. That is given to men. And then a second one comes and says, Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen. A third one comes and says, take not the mark of the beast. They were heralding. It's the glorious, most glorious commission service ever. To watch those angels come around giving them the message that they will preach. You will preach the gospel to the final church age. You'll preach it into the tribulation, the great tribulation, the greatest darkness ever. When the devil himself and all of his archangels will be thrown down into the earth for the last 3.5 years, they will be commissioned by the Lord. They will preach the gospel. They will decree the fall of Babylon. And they will preach the message, take not the mark of the beast. Even that dark, great tribulation will not quench this light. This lamp, once it is lit, the word of the Lord, the Zerubbabel, the final capstone will be set in. Once that oil flows and this lampstand is lit into the nations, it will not go out. There is no darkness that can put it out. This is the generation we live in. You might like it, you may not like it, but it's going to happen anyway. Glory to God! I see this lampstand! I see the sons of fresh oil getting ready, assembled in heaven all over the world. Kings being assembled. The apostolic priesthood being assembled. Ready for the continuous oil to release into the earth. Carrying the final lamp. John saw that lamp. Says, come up hither, John. I'm just telling you what I see. I can close my eyes and see it. I don't have to see, Father, to believe. I see it already. But I will see it. We will all see it. John saw it. He called up to heaven. Come up hither, John. I will show you things to come. He saw a lamp burning with 7 lamps. He was looking at Zechariah 4. He was looking at Zerubbabel's candlestick, his lampstand. Burning. He said, these are the 7 spirits of God, John. In the next chapter, he sees the same lamp sitting upon the Lord. With 7 eyes and 7 horns resting upon the lamb that was slain. He said, these are the 7 spirits of God that will go forth into all the earth. It will go forth and all, it will release. And the elders, as soon as they said it, began to decree, the kings and priests will now reign in the earth. The kings and priests will reign in the earth. Whew. You are living in an hour. and in a day that God's going to open that book. And he's going to bring forth his apostles and his prophets, and they're going to bear the witness that the book has been opened. And everybody's not going to be able to push the book of Revelation any further out in front of them. God's going to say, that book is begone. You're in the last days. You're in that day. We're in that season. He's going to open that book. But that's a good thing. The greatest age of the Gentile church is upon us right now. Glory be to God. I see this being loosed into all the nations. Hallelujah. The great love of the Father will call an end to all the suffering of humanity. More souls will be won. When he calls an end to evil and he lifts his church out, that 7-year tribulation, all more souls will be won in that 7 years than all of history combined. God will bring his great harvest. Everyone, put your hand on your heart. Say, I see. I see. Open mine eyes. Grant me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Grant me to see, Father. Do not allow your spirit to be clouded with the warfare of this world system. Come up above it where you can clearly see the way God sees. You can see through the eyes of love, through the eyes of great peace. Close us, Father. It won't be long now. You prepared us for our role. You prepared us to carry these things. We've carried your word and it has tried us. It's tried us so. We've come forth as overcomers. We don't carry these words in bitterness. We carry them in love. We carry this lampstand in love, Father. Waiting for the oil. Waiting for the oil, Father. This is the hour the sons of fresh oil will come upon the scene. The manifested sons of God. Where are you? Where I am, there shall you be also. We are with you. We are with you. Prepare in me your sanctuary. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, prepare in me. I see the Spirit of the Lord telling me it's not many days hence. You will see the reward of what you prayed for. What you have carried, what you have seen with the eye of faith. This will not be drawn out. You are in that season. This is what I hear. Come into the season like Joseph, the time that his word came. Be sober and be vigilant in this hour. This is a generation like no other. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I see the Spirit of the Lord upon this house right now. The preparation, to prepare, to prepare, to prepare. We've been waiting, God. Waiting. What a joy it is to know you, Father. The visible things. You have to carry the invisible, my friends. So I'll stand.